This is Ozarks at Large. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Courtney Lang, film critic for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
All right, two films to be reviewed this week.
Two films for the price of one.
There you go. Well, the reviews anyway. I can't guarantee that the movies themselves. Let's start with one I am anxious to hear what you have to say, Black Widow. It is the, I think, 24th installment in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, starring Scarlett Johansson.
Of course. So, basically what I can tell you is Black Widow is fine.
Fine.
It's fine.
Okay.
You know, it's a standard and safe Marvel action movie.
Okay.
I think everyone's just going to have to retool a little bit after the big spectacle that was Endgame.
Right.
We're going to have to get used to solo movies again for a while. You got Black Widow, Shang-Chi's coming up.
Yep.
Spider-Man again in December.
I think Doctor Strange sequel is coming up soon.
Of course. So yes. We're just going to have to retool a bit. And I think that's going to cause some trouble for people.
I think that's okay, though. When you think about how many superpowered characters there were in Endgame, I mean, it was more than 24.
Right.
So I'm okay narrowing down a little bit.
Right. And you're going to have to, you know, I don't want to say think too small, but think more Winter Soldier than Civil War or Endgame or anything with all these big people, because this really just is Black Widow's movie.
Okay. It's Scarlett Johansson, who has been part of this world for some time.
Of course. And she's been great. She was introduced in Iron Man 2 back in 2010. And honestly, that's when this movie should have come out.
All right. At the risk – look, if you haven't seen Endgame yet, I don't feel too bad if I'm spoiling something. But I'll put it this way. It's kind of surprising that one of the first movies after Endgame stars a character that, well, didn't make it to the end of Endgame.
Right. So if you've seen Endgame, and if you haven't, sorry.
You're right.
Black Widow's toast.
Right.
We'll just leave it there.
Right.
But this is a movie that takes place right after Civil War, chronologically.
Okay.
So it's a little strange to give this movie to her now, and again, she should have had this back in 2010. Right.
Okay. So we know that I am borderline obsessed with the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So when you say fine, it sounds like I'm going to enjoy it. What about someone just dropping in who wants to see an action movie who perhaps hasn't spent many years and dollars of their life invested in these characters? Will they appreciate it?
I think they will. I mean, again, this is going to be a safe, standard Marvel action flick. I think if you went and watched F9 and you thought, this is great, and you're looking for another movie to go watch the next weekend, you think, Black Widow, yeah, you'll have fun. There's explosions and there's guns and martial arts and...
Okay. All right, I'm in. Now, that's the blockbuster that's coming out. You're also going to tell us about, let me see if I've got this right, Josie the Tiger and the Fish?
Right. This is a new anime movie that's actually going to be coming out on Monday.
Okay.
So Black Widow is Friday. Josie, when they bring over these Japanese animated films, they typically only get a very small window in theatrical releases. So this one's going to run Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week.
Oh.
And depending on which night you go, you can either watch it in Japanese with English subtitles, or you can watch the English dub, which is what I did when I watched the review.
And how is this anime?
It's beautifully animated, and it's got a very powerful dramatic story. The story follows a marine biology student who becomes caretaker to an artist who is in a wheelchair. And it's kind of a romantic comedy drama, just as they both kind of work to follow their dreams, him wanting to study marine biology in graduate school and her wanting to be an artist.
Okay, at the risk of sounding, I don't want to say elitist, but when I think of anime, I usually think of dragons or superpowered creatures. It sounds like this is not that.
No, and you know, when you stop and think about the most well-known animes like you're talking about are going to be like Pokemon or Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a nice reminder that you also have anime movies that are very grounded and tell dramatic stories about normal people.
That said, are there any similarities to other popular anime?
Yes. So if you are an anime fan, or even if you're not, you may be familiar with the famed director Hayao Miyazaki. You know, he wrote the Academy Award-winning and directed Spirited Away.
Mm-hmm.
Back in 95, he wrote a film called Whisper of the Heart, which is from Studio Ghibli, his studio, and it's another popular movie that came out. This is basically a more dramatic version of that story. A little less cutesy, a little more high-end on the drama.
All right. Black Widow, good for most ages?
Absolutely.
There's some violence. And what about Josie, the Tiger, and the Fish?
Same thing.
Okay.
Great for all ages. Both good stories you need to see, so.
And we have to go to the theater to see either of these, right?
That's correct. I mean, you can watch Black Widow on Disney Plus if you pay their additional.
Right. I mean, you can have Disney Plus, but you still have to pay over the top of that.
Right. It's going to be like Mulan, where they put it in there for an extra price.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm going to go to the theater for that.
I think it's worth seeing in the theaters.
Okay. And Josie the Tiger and the Fish theaters only.
Right. Monday through Wednesday, then it's gone.
Wow. Okay. What will we talk about next time?
Next week, I'm going to talk about a movie coming to Netflix called Gunpowder Milkshake.
Action movie?
Action movie. Sort of more of a female-led John Wick style movie.
Okay. All right. You can read full reviews in the Friday edition of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Courtney Lanning, as always, thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me.